Yeah, let's do tell me something good about Connecticut.
We'll get back to Mark after he gets his sweater on and his shoes changed. He'll be ready to go.
Neighbor. We'll check back with the neighbor after this.
All right, moms and dads, or people thinking about becoming moms and dads, Connecticut's the place for you, especially if, like most of us, you're trying to balance family life with your working life. This is according to the financial news website Wallet Hub, which is out, and it's ranking the best states for working parents. They found that Connecticut is the third best state for working parents and the second best state for working fathers. These days, it's equally important to look at conditions for both moms and dads because, according to the Pew Research Center, two-thirds of all American families depend on two incomes.
Of course.
When they looked at working dads, they took a look at 22 factors, including some you'd expect, like median family income, unemployment rates for fathers and average workday, and some that might surprise you, like the average amount of time men spend taking care of their children. They used some similar criteria for studying the working moms, like the quality of daycare and school systems, but they also looked at other things like the gender pay gap, professional opportunities for women, and parental leave policies and other things. Crunching both sets of these numbers, Connecticut comes out with high rankings. No matter where you live, being a working parent can be challenging. And one of the best things about Connecticut is that we've got a great environment for balancing your family and your career. What's one of summer's greatest seasonal delights?
The beach.
Ice cream.
Okay. Oh,
this past Sunday was National Ice Cream Day. And because there's so many wonderful places in our state, to grab a delicious scoop, we can celebrate all summer long. An ice cream trail, so to speak.
Oh.
From award-winning sundaes to one-of-a-kind flavors, I've got a couple places where you can indulge your ice cream craving right in Connecticut. Ashley's Ice Cream in New Haven was recently recognized by Forbes for its Downside Watson Sundae. It was named one of the top sundaes to try this summer.
Whoa.
I feel obligated to go check this out. I feel like this is a challenge. The sundae consists of 7 scoops of homemade ice cream placed
seven scoops?
Yeah, and then they put that on top of 2 banana splits.
Oh,
and then they add 9 more toppings.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like the 3 of us have a challenge.
Yeah. Oh.
Then there's Ferris Acres Creamery in Newtown. That's made Thrillist's list of best ice cream shops in America for the past 3 years. The creamery produces its own ice cream and serves nearly 70 flavors.
Mm.
There's also Grassroots in Granby, and they feature a changing lineup of some pretty inventive flavors. This includes honey lavender, cannoli, peppermint Oreo, hot mango.
Wow.
I'm in for that hot mango and more.
I want to just throw in the University of Connecticut ice cream
place,
too.
Yeah, the dairy bar is pretty impressive.
Everybody knows about
Farmington that. Farmington ice cream parlor where the Farmington miniature
And also, there's a place with the sunflowers downstate. They had a blueberry ice cream that does all the sunflowers. That place is pretty great, too. Then, don't forget the Mystic Drawbridge Ice Cream in Mystic, which has been serving homemade ice cream for over 100 years, offering 30 flavors, including non-dairy and vegan options. Mm-hmm. So, nobody gets left out on the ice cream fun train. A visit to any of these sweet treat destinations is sure to put a cherry on the top of your weekend. Now, we've only got a couple. Yeah, you like that, Allie.
That was nice. Very nice.
I'm funny sometimes. Yeah. You have a couple days left in your July CT visit prize pack. You could win a gift certificate for a one-day paddle board or kayak rental for 4 people at Collinsville Canoe and Kayak. They're located on the Farmington River, and they're one of New England's largest specialty paddle sports shops. That's going to offer you retail sales, rentals, lessons, and on-site access to Upper Mill Pond. Plus, 2 tickets to the Thames River Heritage Park Water Taxi. And that's going to take visitors to a collection of over 10 national and historic sites along 2 shores of the Thames River in New London and Groton. You also get some Connecticut Steel Revolutionary swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. Get yourself entered to win at WRCH.com. Click on Contest.